What's going on, my podcast listeners? This is your host, Rafał Baczewski, and I'm going to get right into it. So, today was an interesting day, and I wanted to share my experience when it comes to dealing with a flare-up. Yes, yours truly can have a flare-up, but this is one of the things that I want to explain to my clients all the time is you need to play detective with your body. So this morning, I head to the gym, and literally I go and open a door while looking at my phone, and my back seizes up on me. It starts gripping and gripping harder, and now my TL junction, so kind of mid to lower back, is just solid as a rock and angry at me. Why did this happen? So I started auditing what has been going on in my life lately that could lead up to this experience of pain in my back, tightness, and the inability to breathe in deeply. So number one, I go, all right, well, how's my exercise been? I've been actually kind of pushing my volume a little bit because it's week four of my program, and that's where I tend to do all the sets, you know, push a little heavier weight, maybe do a couple more reps here and there. And that's one stressor, right? The second is that yesterday I had a 12-hour day of training clients. And I'm a type of person that also wakes up 5 a.m. every single day. And I also have a 1-year-old daughter at home that requires me to go into forward flexion all the time to pick her up. So combine that with my volume. And then also last night, my dog decided to wake up at 3:30 in the morning. And I honestly thought that maybe she was sick. She never wakes up in the middle of the night, moaning and groaning, trying to get my attention. So I took her outside. She peed, she pooped, super excited. And she was like, yep, let's go back home. And I'm like, seriously? It's because you couldn't sleep? And my dog is completely fine today. So I was like, okay, whatever. You know, it was like a 10-minute thing. Took you outside. You're all good. I'm going to go back to bed and get a couple, you know, maybe 90 minutes of sleep before I have to wake up again. But because I've been working on so many projects as well, working more than I usually do, my brain could not shut off at 3:30 in the morning. So what did I do? I was like, well, I'm up. I guess I'm up. And combine all of this, my body was like, yeah, I need you to slow down. So I'm going to force it. And there goes my back. So what did I do to kind of start the process? Well, before I even get to that, number one, this happens to clients all the time that I train. You know, if they're... Oh, actually, I forgot one more stressor. Also in my personal life, a little bit of stress was thrown my way by a negative person, and now I'm dealing with that. So you throw both a physical and mental toll on your body, it'll speak up. So when I always try to do this exercise with clients where I want to audit their current lifestyle, what's going on? Are you sleeping? Are you eating enough? Are you drinking too much? Are you not drinking enough water? What's going on at home? Work life, all those things matter. So I went through that checklist myself. And I was like, okay, this makes sense. I get it. I can't be mad. I can't be disappointed. I kind of brought this upon myself. And I think because, and I'm not any better, we all kind of fall into the rhythm of always taking on more, more, and more, and more, and never giving ourselves enough time to rest and take a break. So throughout the day, I've been moving nonstop. And already since this morning, and it's been about 6-7 hours since it happened, it already feels better. And the way I'm testing that is my thoracic mobility. And I'm simply doing thoracic cars to see if it's improving. When I first started doing it this morning to get things moving, every direction was just not happy, super tight. So I've been using that as my little like tester to see how I'm progressing. So throughout today, I'm going to take it easy, but constantly be moving, constantly testing my ranges, constantly moving my spine in those areas that are super tight. Because what's gonna happen is if I don't move, my body will continually to set that tighter and tighter to protect me. That's what my nervous system is doing right now. It's just trying to protect me. And you know what? I love you, nervous system, but I also have a life that I need to get going with. And that's what everyone feels like when this kind of happens. They're like, oh my God, I don't have time for this. Like, I have this and that and blah, blah, blah. And that kind of negative thinking also adds to the dumpster fire of your flare-up. So the best thing to do is take a deep breath, which is also going to help because you need to stimulate your vagus nerve, and you can't do that when you're stressed out during your work week, is to constantly move and reinforce to my nervous system that those segments that are kind of just tightened up need to get moving. The last thing you want to do is go lay down on the couch or on the bed or on the floor and not move out of those positions, because your body is going to realize that, oh, you don't need to move your back that just got injured. I'll make it tighter. So it's going to be an interesting little project, and I'll kind of keep you guys informed how long it takes me to get back to my normal. I'm going to do a mobility workout when I get home. I'll do a mobility workout when I go right before bed. And then tomorrow morning, I'm going to do my regular routine of the cars routine and all that stuff, and do some specific things to get my back moving and grooving again. So I'm going to leave it there, short and sweet. Hopefully you guys feel what I am feeling and are curious to see how long it takes for me to get back into the action. All right, thank you so much for listening, and till next time.